Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a tremendous Wednesday afternoon where we will talk to Adam Schefter. Less than a week before the trade deadline in the National Football League. And of course, less than 24 hours after he had to break a bunch of news about the Patriots already making trades that he could have saved for 345, Fitzy. That would have been nice.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Schefter. First you poo-poo all over our MVP choice, then you let the cat out of the trade bag.
But I think, I don't know, I've poo-pooed you. Speaking of poo-poo, poo-pooing A.J. Brown. And now I'm starting to no longer poo-poo A.J. Brown.
Not necessarily really?
To the Patriots. Just that I think legit A.J. Brown is available. And I've heard Florio talk about it.
Uh-huh.
You look at the circumstances of he has his biggest game of the year. And then he's a weird, inactive hamstring that he didn't really have. Like a whole issue there. Oh, and then they have a bye week leading into the trade deadline. So it's almost like they shelved him after his best game to then shop him, and in the meantime, Saquon goes off, and the offense looks different and maybe better and maybe what they want to be. I just think if you want to believe, Fitzy, like I know you do, if you want to believe, A.J. Brown's available. If you want to believe, he is available. He is available.
Is A.J. atop the top of your I want to believe list?
No, he wouldn't be. He would be... And I said this to Dan Ball before the show, A.J. Brown is perfect for me in that I could argue both sides of that conversation quite easily. I could argue why I want him on the New England Patriots.
Yep.
And I could also argue why I don't want him anywhere near the 6-2 vibes or great New England Patriots. I could literally argue both sides of that equation.
The chemistry right now is so perfect. The magic V word. We'll probably have to start putting like a dime or a quarter in the vibes jar every time we say it, which is fine because it's going to ultimately go to a good cause. We are having fun. He could potentially upset the emotional apple cart that is the vibe-centric Patriots 2025. He could also come in and add such an established big bad deep threat who already has a tremendous pre-established relationship with Mike Vrabel and several other coaches on the Patriots coaching staff that it just takes this team from, hey, they can be mentioned in the contender breath to no. They are now the front runner to represent the American Football Conference.
So before we get ahead of ourselves and start talking about what we want the Patriots to do to add to the roster over the next 6 days, let's get to what they did over the last 24 hours, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. A couple guys that former second-round picks, polarizing players. We've had discussions about both of these guys a lot in the last couple years. We'll start with Kyle Duggar. He was traded along with a seventh-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
A.K.A. the Patriots safety junkyard.
Yeah, apparently, because he'll join his buddy Jabril Peppers with the Steelers in the back end of the defense. And the Patriots get a sixth-round draft pick in 2026, so it's one of those late-round pick swaps where you move up a round or a half a round in the draft, and you unload, and I say unload because when further information came out, it was quite clear they unloaded Kyle Duggar. They are paying most of the $5.4 million that's left on Duggar's original $9.75 million salary to complete the deal. So they wanted him gone. They wanted
him off the books. Dump, not a salary dump, Andy.
They wanted him off the books, and they wanted him out. Why exactly that is, if it's as simple as the scheme fit, I don't know. But this is a guy that for so long here was seen as sort of a building captain, leader, leads by example, quiet, plays in the box, physical. And obviously Elliott Wolf and Jerod Mayo gave him $55 million or whatever it was 2 years ago. And this regime just wanted out. We've seen him play some this year. He's been in a backup role. The most notable play we saw was that, I think it was the first play of the game in New Orleans where he was on Chris Olave, and Chris Olave was like, sweet, 55 yards later, I'll have a nice catch.
Oh, he's made a couple plays in his time, and he's also gotten pantsed in coverage a number of times. I think we're in lockstep here that this deal was not about, and these deals overall were not about, oh, we got to clear some cap space to make the big splash. We're going to get a guy on defense and offense. This was, hey, look, there's probably not a spot for you, just like we've been detailing, as you probably knew in camp early on and yesterday. So what we're going to do is send you someplace where there's a chance you can actually get some meaningful snaps the rest of the way. Take your stank ass vibes off the sideline, out of the locker room.
Stank ass?
Well, we don't know if they're complaining outwardly. I texted around, and I heard the phrase pain in the ass was used. Should we say pain in the posterior the way it was used for Curran and Perry?
And then is Kyle Duggar going to want to have a press conference to acknowledge?
Not about Duggar, about Keon White.
Oh, Keon White. Oh, he's been a pain in the posterior for a while. He's a guy that, so let's see, three coaches, 3 to 4 defensive coordinators, and it's always their fault, right? It's never Keon White's fault. It's always somebody else's fault that they're not quite giving him the opportunities he deserves. He's not being used right. He wants to be coached harder. The guy's not very good. I had somebody tweet me, and just to clarify, Keon White was traded to the San Francisco 49ers with a 7th-round pick in exchange for a 6th-round pick, and they were like, how come they got so little for Keon White? And I said, I don't know, it could be 3 years worth of tape that shows the NFL he's not that good. Like, he's just not that good. He had that one splash early last year with whatever it was, 2.5 sacks against the Browns.
4.5 sacks, like 3 or 4 games in, and everyone was like, oh my God, we got our new straight hand.
No, we don't. He's not that good. He's so one-dimensional. There's no, like, he just wants to be stiff and powerful and
That was the
mean
word everyone kept using. I think Fourier said that. I think a couple other people in their breakdown. And the dude looks like Myles Garrett adjacent. Like, he looks like a museum statue when he's got his shirt off. But he's very stiff in his playing style.
Yeah,
he's, I mean, the only benefit they get to him, Andy, is, according to Pelissero, if he's active for 7 games, the Pats get to keep the 7th, and then basically it's just Keon for a 6th.
He still dumped a second-round pick for a 6th-round
pick. Yeah, the ROI is not great.
No, and this wasn't about that. Now, the only question is, was this just about unloading, or was this it happens early, are you now resetting to prepare to add? And I'm not talking about the sexy stuff, because we'll talk about the sexy stuff later. We'll talk sexy time later. I'm just talking about bodies, depth. You know, do you have a vision? And I'm not just talking about John Saunders, who apparently I'm going to have to argue with Ted about. Why are we getting excited about John Saunders?
Well, because he led the SEC in takeaways in 2024. Yes, I know he
didn't
get
drafted.
Right,
this is the NFL. He was on a practice squad. How many safeties are in the NFL, Fitzy?
I'm going to guess 2.5 per team, so I'll say 80.
I'd say it's more
80.
Than that. I would say it's
96.
4 to 5 per team. So at 4 per team, there were 128 safeties that were employed. So he was at best the 129th safety in the National Football League, because anybody could have signed him off the practice squad at any time.
But maybe these guys, hey, listen, we don't know. Are we, I'll ask you straight up, are we in a position right now to doubt any of the work that Terrell Williams and the Hardcore and Mike Vrabel have been doing? Like, they've been right more often than not. They have their vision and they value positional flexibility and coverage over just thumpery like that was brought with Jabril Peppers and obviously the now departed Kyle Duggar.
Yeah, no doubt that the departures, I trust them because we have questioned some things early on. Jabril Peppers was one of those questions, and winning validates you and success validates you. And I said it with Jones and Keefe in the crossover. In Vrabel we trust, in Mike we trust, whatever the hell you want to say it. That doesn't mean the Jag they're bringing in, and no disrespect, but the guy's a Jag if he's on a practice squad. He's just a guy.
He's a first-time flyer. We're not putting him in the Pats Hall of Fame. I mean, eventually, if he has a great game Sunday, I know you'll bump somebody from the My Guy Club, put him in there, and then eventually he'll go to the Hall of Fame.
And they have been more right than wrong at the safety position, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Jalen Hawkins, Craig Woodson, they've done a nice job, right? They've been better than I expected. I never thought when Jalen Hawkins got hurt, I'd miss him. And then I was like, boy, you need to get Jalen Hawkins back. He's pretty good safety back there for you.
Yeah.
And that was the case. So they've been right about it, and that's great. I just don't know that I'm ready to say, yeah, Saunders is the answer. Wow, they've upgraded and all this, because in theory he plays more positions. Does he play any of them well? Can he play at the NFL level, or is he a college-caliber player? We'll find out. But I do think the next step in this process from our perspective is it's not just unloading, because I think we all wanted a safety with or without Duggar. Right, we were all talking about back-end depth in the secondary,
correct,
even with Duggar here. So now with Duggar out, who has played, you look like you need another player. And that's my point there. I'm not just going to assume Saunders is that guy. Do you have a safety you might trade for who might be the, instead of the 129th best safety in football like Saunders, maybe he's the 67th best safety in football. He's a backup somewhere, and you can bring him in. I don't know, and I think there's enough. I think edge, even with Keon White here, didn't everybody want to add somebody on the edge?
Sure did. A lot of people have been, I've been very vocal in my want for Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins, who I think could be a great situational pass rusher and has had a decent season coming back from the ACL down in the Miami Gardens, and probably would love right the hell up out of 10 pick central.
So I think we need to continue to look at what they can add. And I'm hopeful that, and I had somebody text me last night, and they're like, so they're going to add, right? I mean, they're 6-2. They're the 2 seed. They're going to the playoffs. Now's the time to go all in. Like, you're better than you expected to be. You're ahead of the schedule. I don't know. Vrabel poo-pooed that a couple weeks ago. He kind of shot that down when Karen asked him a question essentially about that a couple weeks ago. I hope they're still looking to add. We've seen reports. I know Diana Russini was one that was like, now with these deals done, the Patriots are ready to stay active. They're going to add.
Stop. How many? I mean, honestly, wasn't Belichick's famous line like, you know, who's wrong more than Charlie Casserly? Like, now we kind of need to get into the whole, like, honestly, like, oh, are you buying what Russini is selling? Because from They Love Jarrett Stidham on, I've been, shall we say, dubious at some of those leads.
Yeah, Diana Russini she's like Roman Anthony. When he's at his best, he's about a 500 on-base percentage. I think she's about a 500 on-base percentage, only in her job, 500 not as good as when you're a baseball player.
Correct.
She's 50-50 on those. But, you know, I'll take her, you know, for the purposes of this discussion, I'll take her at her report that they are going to continue to work the phones and look to add. And that's why I'm looking forward to 345 and talking to Adam Schefter, and who knows what's going to be going on with his phone, with his other phone going to be beeping. Is he going to be reading things while talking to us?
Yeah. What are the sportsbook odds? Maybe Dan Ball can look into this. The sportsbook odds on Adam Schefter, like, taking a call mid interview with us.
Oh, I think it's decent. We're a little early in the process that I don't think it would be
+350 maybe.
Yeah. You know, you're not at minus money territory. If we were doing it on Monday, if we talked to Adam Schefter on Monday, I think that would be a minus territory type proposition. But I'm looking forward to talking to him about the big fish and the little fish and how active are the Patriots going to be. And they've done, you know, there's deals going on across the NFL, and we're still basically a week out. And I also think that's weird. I want to ask him if there's going to be a delay. You know, does everybody get the deals done on Tuesday so that that guy can be in their building for Wednesday and the game prep week and all that? And now that we are in game prep week, is there a little bit of a slowdown here before we get back into it after Sunday, your action, then you build up on Monday, finalize the deals before Tuesday?
Yeah, so it was, I think it was on McAfee on Monday where he basically pronounced he was talking to Hammer Don or one of those guys and said that Kyle Duggar was as good as gone. And then here we are Tuesday afternoon, like we all hop in our respective vehicles after the EEI afternoon show and shazam, one, gone. Oh, wait, is that Keon White also gone? Like it was a, it was an absolute flurry of deals from one formerly Tom Brady place.
So Mike Vrabel spoke to the media about an hour ago at Gillette Stadium, and here were some of his limited comments on the deals they made for Keon White and Kyle Duggar.
The timing of everything and where we're at as a team felt like it was the right thing to do. We'll get a lot of guys in that room, and we just felt like at this particular time to make those moves that we made with him and Kyle, and really make our focus here against the Falcons, a team that we don't know much about, haven't played in 5 years, 4 or 5 years. So wish Keon the best, wish Kyle the best. Appreciate their professionalism, and added some other guys here to the roster too.
Mike, specific on Keon, I know he played in the last preseason game. You gave him a shot there. He's also someone who started camp as a kind of a first-team starter role. Why do you think ultimately it just didn't work out with him?
Yeah, just I'm not trying to figure those things out. I'm trying to prepare the team for the Falcons.
I thought it was interesting how quickly he wanted to turn the page. And I know it's Wednesday, and that's been his thing. We don't talk about anything but the team ahead on Wednesday. But I thought it was interesting, even in his opening answer there, he's like, you know, and really, we're just going to talk about the Falcons, a team we haven't played in five. We haven't played anybody with the Patriots in 5 years. You haven't been the coach of the Patriots for more than 5 months. So, like, he definitely was trying to distance himself. And I don't know if that is leads you to believe that there's more to it, like you're saying, Fitzy, pain in the ass, pain in the behind closed doors kind of thing. I don't, that's not hard for me to believe. Because Keon White was painted as a pain in the ass last year behind closed doors for the regime then. Yes, Dan Ball.
I kind of file this, guys, as the same as what they did during the offseason when they were removing all the captains from last year. Anybody?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Somebody who was perceived as being a veteran or somebody with a voice in the locker room, anything that could be connected to past eras of Patriots football, it seems like they were dead set from day one to try to get rid of him. And I kind of filed these two under that same file.
That's good. That's good. Good spin, Dan. I truly believe in my heart of hearts that, again, not about clearing roster space to take flyers on undrafted Saunders or bringing somebody else in. Not about clearing big money for A.J. Brown and Trey Hendrickson or keeping a flexible financial future. This is 100% about just making sure that perfectly balanced chemistry on field, in the huddle, on the sidelines, and especially in the locker room is maintained. Because two guys that got playing time before, last year, year before that, obviously, with the man from Lenoir Ryan, they don't grouse and make any noise to upset the balance.
And are there a lot of people in that room of edge rushers? Because I don't really feel like there are.
They could use an extra one or two.
And so, like, he's kind of being disingenuous. You know, they bring in Saunders at safety, whatever. But on the edge, who's the next guy? Anthony Jennings isn't really a pass rusher. So while he's in that room, if you're talking about pass rushers in terms of Harold Landry, Kalyvon Chaisson, and who's next in line? Who else you got? Is Swinson? Is he still on the practice squad?
I think he is still on the practice squad.
Okay, so I guess apparently practice squatters are future superstars, if we're to believe what's being said about Saunders around here these days. So maybe he's a superstar pass rusher in the making. But yeah, this was about moving on from, I don't want to say rotten apples, Fitzy, because that seems strong and I don't have enough.
They're not rotten. They're like really not rotten. Like Jack Jones was a rotten apple.
Right. I don't think either of these guys have any like off-field issues. They want to play. They're not playing. Go somewhere else and play. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think you were just removing two green apples from a bag of all reds. Like, you just, apples that didn't necessarily mesh or mix with what you were trying to leave the
hypothetical
orchard.
They mess up your
recipe. Yeah, absolutely.
Not the right flavor. They're not terrible. Somebody will like them.
Yeah, they're still perfectly good for the NFL orchard, but they don't match your bag.
There are a couple of Red Delicious or Galas, like, get them out of here.
Dan Ball is having a tremendous start to a Wednesday afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, a little over an hour from now, 3:45, we will indeed talk to Adam Schefter about the NFL trade deadline, what the Patriots have done and what they could do. And I'm jumping onto the bandwagon. Is A.J. Brown actually available? We'll ask Adam Schefter around 3:45. Up next, we continue to break down the Patriots, what they've done and what they are going to do. Do you have full faith in Mike Vrabel and company to target this deadline appropriately, or would you be more all in? He seems to be a little dip a toe in. Would you be cannonballing into the trade waters? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.